This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's our Discord server. You jump into one of the top four or five rooms there, and then we'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, the cash. Is it back? Are people getting back into using cash? Is it becoming more popular rather than less? Because there have been a lot of stories over the years recently, especially about how cashless, you know, cashless stores are on the rise. They've been trying to push people out of cash and get them onto a form of completely trackable money, which is, of course, credit cards and debit cards and all the electronic stuff like that. Joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And me, Johnson.
And Conan.
Now, coming up also, I know that, Johnson, you've got a story about ABC News. Apparently, Project Veritas has done, they've revealed some video or some audio. I'm not sure if it's video or audio, but some sort of recording. Of an ABC correspondent or news editor basically saying they scuttled an Epstein story a few years back.
Yeah.
Right? They had a big story.
Yeah, I think that's some big news today.
Yeah.
So another one I'd like to touch on, if we can, and we don't have to go into the whole story, but I just think it's funny. I think it was CNBC, who've been attacking Bitcoin for a while, came out with this story today that's been making some rounds in the Bitcoin world about how, single anonymous market manipulator is responsible for Bitcoin reaching $20,000 two years ago.
I saw this headline. I have not looked at the piece. Buy this claim?
No. And I mean, it's kind of funny because some people are like, man, that single anonymous person submitted thousands and thousands of tickets to, blockchain.info. Uh-huh. That guy's a real jerk. You know, like, man, those markets when there are just hundreds of thousands of transactions from all these different usernames, I don't know how that guy did it.
Yeah, you know, I saw that post. It was actually Mandrick, who was a former...
Well, there's lots of people. You know, like, Mandrick is one who's... You know,
right, but we know him personally. Yeah, he moved to New Hampshire several years ago as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. He actually helped you move into your house, as I recall. He was your hired chef.
Hired Decatur.
Yeah, which was awesome. That was the only time anyone's ever done that, by the way. I don't think anyone's ever hired a catering chef to cater their move-in party here.
I figured, you know, if people are going to come help me move in, they deserve more than just pizza. Beer.
It was amazing.
Let's do some Euro burgers.
It's never been topped. And so anyway, but Mandrick was the one of the key staff members at blockchain.info, which is also known as blockchain.com, which has been around forever. I mean, I think they came to being in like 2011 or something like that. They've been around for a long time. One of the oldest wallet sites. A lot of people started with blockchain.com.
Right.
And he was their tech support guy. You know, when you put in a support request, likely it was going to him. Now, he's since retired from that position, but he was there for a long time, a number of years. And so apparently he was working during December of 2017, which was the big peak. That was when Bitcoin hit over $19,000, pushing $20,000. I think it may have crossed $20,000 on some exchanges around the planet, but close to $20,000, hit its peak. And so what you're saying is there's a story here at CNBC.com. I went ahead and pulled it up if you want to pull up your other piece about Veritas when you get a chance. But the CNBC story here claims it was a forensic study on Bitcoin's 2017 boom has found that nearly the entire
fake news.
The entire rise of the digital currency at the time is attributed to, quote, one large player, unquote, although the market manipulator remains unidentified. Finance professors John Griffin and Amin Shams, instructors at the University of Texas and Ohio State, analyzed over 200 gigabytes of data for the transaction history between Bitcoin and Tether, which is another digital currency. Tether is known as a stable coin, which has its trading value connected to the dollar. So just so people who aren't aware, Tether is ostensibly backed by the dollar, meaning that for every one Tether in existence, there's supposed to be a dollar in a vault that's owned by this company that is putting Tether out. There's been some question as to whether or not that's actually true, but regardless, so they looked at those transactions. The professor's study found that Tethers being traded for Bitcoins revealed a pattern. They claim that, quote, we find the identified patterns are not present on other flows, and almost the entire price impact can be attributed to this one large player. We map this data across both blockchains and find that the one player or entity is behind the majority of the patterns that we document. Griffin and Shams were able to follow the clusters of data to a source, one large account at Bitfinex. The digital currency exchange is one of the largest in the world. It is also, as I understand it, the company that is behind Tether.
Mm-hmm.
So they found that Bitfinex, through Bitfinex, the single player was able to manipulate demand for Bitcoin via extreme flows of Tethers. The manipulation occurred as Bitcoin rose to an all-time high of nearly $20,000 in late 2017. So you're saying that the people in the business are claiming this is bunk.
Yes.
This study is absolute garbage.
They think it just seems like total nonsense.
Because
it was a single, you know, I mean, what? So all transactions through Bitfinex were one person? Is that what the claim is?
Well, the claim sounds like that one major whale was having a large impact on the marketplace.
And what's there? They don't seem to be backing that up with anything other than saying Bitfinex, Tether, Tether, Bitfinex, Bitfinex, Tether.
Well, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
they're not offering any... At least, not that I've seen. I mean, I haven't had a chance to really dive into the article, but I don't see any substantive proof on the face of anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big claim, and obviously the evidence contradicts the claim.
Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Well, I mean, they have a paper. I presume you can go and find it and read what their paper says, these academics.
CNBC has been so accurate about Bitcoin in the past.
Yeah, well, a lot of these financial publications aren't exactly friendly. I mean, CNBC hasn't been terrible, I would say. I mean, they've actually had some legit Bitcoiners on the air. They've had Roger Ver on the air a number of times and interviewed him. So It's not like they're trying to hide Bitcoin in the closet or, you know, lie on every story that they've put out about it. This is the claim of these two professors in this case. And I think that what you're pointing out, the support departments at these exchanges have a different story to tell. Because I remember when this was happening, when the Bitcoin price was going crazy, we were talking about it almost every night here on Free Talk Live at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an amazing thing that was happening. Every week it was just going up and up and up and up. And what happened at a lot of these exchanges was they froze new accounts because they didn't have the support staff. Because on all these exchanges, they have to do what's called Know Your Customer requirements on all new signups. Because that's just the government. You know, they get in there and they say, you got to do this stuff. Well, you've only got so many support staff. And if all of a sudden the amount of requests you have for new accounts doubles, then triples, then quadruples in a matter of, you know, a few weeks, you can't get those processed fast enough. So they literally had to, at some exchanges, obviously they were hiring people in a lot of exchanges and trying to train them and get them on board as fast as they could to onboard these customers. At other ones, they just said, you know what, we're just going to freeze signups until we can get through this backlog. So, I mean, that's obviously not one person who's doing that. It was an incredible demand driven by the incredible publicity that Bitcoin was getting. Regardless, you know, that's their theory. Cowan said Griffins and Shams, or excuse me, this is an analyst, Jarrett Seiberg, says that one of the SEC's top worries is that crypto is subject to manipulation. This study appears to lend credibility to that argument. Well, I mean, look, if you've got enough money, you can move the market in one direction or another. Now, the larger the Bitcoin market becomes, the harder it's going to be for you to be able to do that. But as of right now, I mean, what is it? $270 billion or something the last time I looked was the total cryptocurrency value. I think Bitcoin itself, according to CoinMarketCap.com, Bitcoin's market cap right now is $168 billion. So if you've got a bunch of billions of dollars and you decide you want to buy a bunch of Bitcoin, well, price is going to go up as a result of that. But it's not going to stay up necessarily.
Right.
There's no guarantee of that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe this is just essentially a couple shills for the government trying to make it look like, oh, we need regulation. We need the government to step in. Of course, what else would academics say?
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here if you want. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just join them over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop in there. And you'll sound like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
All right, so coming up here tonight, Conan, do you have a game of the week for this one?
I'm still playing Dungeons 3.
Okay, maybe we'll talk more about it because we barely had a chance for you to mention it.
That and or some Mandela.
Last week. So that's on the way here tonight. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. Plus, Johnson, you've got a story from Project Veritas, who they've been in the news before for doing some interesting undercover hidden camera video work revealing various different bureaucracies, corruption,
right,
and things like that. So they're always up to something interesting.
Well, this one's related to a very popular meme that's going around right now.
This is the Epstein meme.
Epstein's
popular. It's popular to some.
Well.
And some just want it to go away. They want it to disappear.
It's definitely not disappearing
nope,
now.
Nope, it's not.
Well, there was an interesting video that my roommate actually showed me because they had a guest on Fox News. Have you guys seen this clip? You probably have.
Is this the Navy SEAL?
Yeah. They got some military guy in. He's talking about dogs, right? Like using military mm-hmm. dogs, training dogs. There's a dog called a Malinois, which okay. my roommate actually has had one of these dogs. That was his most recent dog that passed away a few years ago. And so he's got personal experience with it. He starts showing me this video. He didn't tell me anything about what was going to happen. he just showed me the video about this guy talking about the same kind of dog that he had, because it's a very mm-hmm. particular kind of dog. People will see these dogs in the news whenever they make news, and then they go out and get them. And it is not recommended that you do that because there's, you know, a lot of training involved. And that's what this guy actually says to Fox News, is he, you know, kind of explains, hey, look, people, don't go out there and, you know, get these dogs, because it's going to be a problem, and okay. it's going to make life difficult for those folks. And for whatever reason, I'm not getting any audio out of this particular video from Fox News. It looks like... Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Brave Browser, for just muting and stopping everything I was trying to do here. Here it is.
Thanks. If I could I throw a PSA out real quick?
Real quick.
Just the remarkable nature of these dogs and them being highlighted in the news creates a huge demand by people that frankly shouldn't have them. If you see the coverage and you decide I want one of these dogs, either buy a finished trained, fully trained and finished dog from a professional, or just don't get one at all. That and Epstein didn't kill himself.
Okay, thank you for that commentary. All
right. Good stuff.
Surprise.
Do any of you know the backstory on this military dog that supposedly helped taking down Al Baghdadi and the whole nine? And then
that's
Trump,
the guy.
No. And then Trump was talking. There's a Photoshop picture of Trump putting an award around a dog's neck.
And he retweeted it supposedly.
But does anyone know the story with the dog? What did the dog do? Did the dog?
I don't know.
It was just there. It was just there during the raid.
Acts of valor.
Who knows?
Because that's what brought this. I'm assuming that's what brought this guy on.
That's what brought him
on. Show.
Yeah.
This hero dog that helped take down this terrorist for like the third, fourth, or fifth time, or how many times he's died. He's died a lot of times.
Yeah, I guess that the guest they had here, according to the story at the UK Independent, his name is Mike Ritland. He was invited on the Fox News program to discuss the dog that helped U.S. troops in the raid on Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. So it presumably was the same kind of dog that he was referring to, the Malinois. That's all I know. So, we go on here. Project Veritas. Johnson, you saw this story about Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Project Veritas revealing that ABC News has scuttled the major story, apparently,
right.
in the past.
And was discussing it with a producer on a hot mic, and some whistleblower at ABC snuck out that footage.
And so that's what we're going to play for you here, along with whatever commentary Veritas has, and we'll speak as we go along. So
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story.
This is Amy Robach, a ABC News anchor, being interviewed here.
Then the palace found out that we had allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything she had.
Now, is this off, supposedly off the air, or is this
actually... Yeah, it's off the air. She's okay. Discussing things with some producers or whatever.
So they're rolling tape on this lady who's talking off the air.
Yeah, it's just a hot mic.
Okay, got it.
Pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations that I freaking had, all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like,
that's frustrating, you know, right. As a journalist. Presumably she's honest and she's doing the best job that she can to report on a news story, and then to have your editor say, oh, that guy's a nobody.
Yeah, this is
who's Jeffrey
story.
Epstein? To just shut down that kind of reporting has got to be really frustrating.
This is why third-party interviewers, they're like ourselves, you know, they could do it in the privacy of their own homes and their basements, are sweeping up the country, or taking the country by storm. As being more reliable than these clowns, because
you're not beholden to anybody.
Correct. It's all about in a lot of cases it's about the advertisers, and who knows, maybe this editor was on the plane a couple of times.
Maybe so.
It would be nice if there was a news network that would not have non-compete agreements with their anchors, so that those anchors
could quit and then go somewhere
not
else.
Quit. Continue to report for them, and also if their editor says this isn't a worthwhile story, then that editor, that news journalist, posts it to their own YouTube channel.
Oh,
or whatever.
I see what you mean. Meaning they make the news package,
right.
They edit the footage, they've got their package ready to go, and if ABC denies it, then it's still owned by the journalist, and they
right.
can do what they want with it.
Yeah.
Except how many other employees of that news station worked on that package, so in a way, it's not owned by that journalist, unless the journalist did everything themselves, which is not the case. So
right.
there would be...
If ABC is knocking it down, they're not going to do anything with it, and then let the journalist own it.
That's not a bad idea, but it breaks the rules of how things have always been done, right? So they're not gonna do that. Although Conan, in these days, probably not at an organization the size of ABC News, but there was a local TV station here in New Hampshire that several years ago cut their staff down to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of their journalists or news reporters or whatever you want to call them, the pretty faces
bought the company.
You would no. They would send them out to do a report. They would shoot it. They would do the actual reporting, and they would do the editing when they got back. So they literally had cut out the cameraman job. They didn't have a cameraman. It was just the person on the scene did everything.
And in this time and age, that's I don't see why you can't do that. I mean,
and then they did, and that's working. It's working for them, apparently. There's more to this story about Veritas, the lady that's off. Thinks she's off the air, revealing that she's had this story done for years, and the editors stopped her.
Keep away from hot tubs and or single planes.
Yeah, I want to know. Does she still have her job after this? It's Free Talk.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are working to pass spending bills to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is not honoring the commitment from the summer to process most of the bills in the Senate. The short-term funding extension passed in September will only fund the government through November 21st. A debate is brewing among Senate Republicans. Should the identity of the whistleblower who helped launch the impeachment drive against President Trump be exposed? Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham believes so.
The whistleblower statute was never meant to give you anonymity. It was meant to allow you to come forward without being fired. You can't use anonymity in a criminal process. You can't use anonymity in a civil process, and you shouldn't be able to. This is a misuse of the statute.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Conan.
And also, I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a site that is a global trading platform allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. And you can do that without any identification requirements to sign up for and use the site. Now, some sellers may require you to show ID. I'm one of them. Because there are some risks involved in some of these payment methods for the sellers. Others, they don't seem to care. They're willing to take the risks. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. If you're planning on selling, you do need to do your due diligence and figure out what are the the less risky methods or what the risks are of the ones that are risky. And also, if you are a buyer, you probably want to buy from people that have some experience. You want to make sure they've got some sales under their belt. That way you're not buying from somebody who's questionable. Because it is an anonymous marketplace, so you'd have to keep in mind that with anonymity comes a chance of you don't know who you're dealing with over at local.bitcoin.com. But that also means you got privacy. So that's the other trade-off. Local.bitcoin.com plus all communications between buyers and sellers on the site are encrypted at local.bitcoin.com. We got more here from Project Veritas on YouTube. Jonathan, you brought in this video here tonight. It's a clip that was taken. It appears to be on the Good Morning America set. With a reporter or an anchor from ABC News, Amy Robach, basically frustrated, having a conversation, what she believes to be off the air, and it was off the air, but somebody was recording the footage. So she's on the set, she's in front of the camera,
right?
And she's talking with somebody who you cannot hear the other side of the conversation. She's probably got like an earpiece in or something like that, some sort of monitor where she's hearing it, but we're not. And so she's just kind of having a conversation about how she had this story. She talked to one of the alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and they had everything ready to roll a few years ago before the big news hit this year about him. And that somebody at ABC told her, who's this guy? Nobody knows who Epstein is. Forget about this story. And they quashed it. And now this news has come out. Apparently, NPR is reporting that ABC is now defending after this leaked video has come out. But we're still in the midst of actually playing the footage. She says, quote, like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh, my God, it was what we had was unreal. And that's where I'm going to pick up the video footage here.
Every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh, my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
Bam. So Project Veritas presents is what it says.
You saw me swear the testimony about to give away the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I did.
First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is.
Okay, so there's some subtitles here. It says she's talking to her producer.
We had Clinton, everything.
Okay, are they just going to play the clip again with
They
with
do a little
subtitles?
Bit, but then they have some more stuff. But okay. You could probably put it on silent and read what the subtitles are through this part if you want to...
out that we had.
I mean, they're pointing out some things that are pretty important about the fact that the palace was threatening them.
Yeah, sure.
It's pretty, important.
Prince Andrew was alleged to have been palling around with this Epstein guy quite a bit. He was seen in photographs with...
Leaving the building.
Not only leaving the building, but seen in photographs with the premier victim, so-called victim. I don't believe she's a victim.
For as much as... And I don't like, being partisan about this, but, for as much as the liberal news media likes to talk about, collusion with these other countries and phone calls with Ukraine and influenced by Russia. Well, what are they doing when the news media themselves is quashing stories because they're afraid of relations with the UK?
Palace? Yeah.
We won't let
you talk to our prince anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what's the collusion for that? Should we be throwing the higher end, upper level staff of ABC in prison for 20, 30, 40 years? Should that be what happens?
Or what do they do?
Collusion.
Collusion with,
collusion.
With another country?
It's not a crime.
But they're not elected. Their skin isn't orange.
Yeah, it's not
treason,
a crime.
Right?
No,
isn't that
not.
What the crime is?
That's not
isn't
treason.
That what they're accusing? Impeachable. It's treason.
No,
so they're colluding with these other countries to influence.
It's just buggerly behavior.
Right?
Yeah, treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. So, to refuse to report on a news story is not treasonous. That's just an editorial decision, Johnson.
Sure. Maybe it's un-American, at least.
Un-American.
It's cowardly, is what it is, and it's pathetic to see a news organization as respected as ABC News making a decision like this. I mean, ABC is one of the more established news outlets out there. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to sway with whatever political times, you know, are influencing them. Mm. And in this case, and it's not just ABC News that does this crap. It happens at the lowest level, even down to your local talk show host in the morning who won't ask the mayor a tough question.
Right.
Because he doesn't want the mayor to
not come on again.
Right. To boycott his show and not be a guest ever again.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not talking specifically about Keene, New Hampshire or anything like that, but that happens in a lot of marketplaces. There was one guy who, there was a New York radio station. So I call radio stations during the daytime, during the morning, mm-hmm. I call to try to pitch Free Talk Live to them. And, of course, part of the process of pitching Free Talk Live is you got to get the program director to listen to the show, because 99 times out of 100, if I call a station, they've never heard of us. So it's like, okay, well, here's where you can go listen to Free Talk Live. And so I'm following up with this program director, who says to me he likes the show,
but you got to tone a couple things down.
Right, he really
likes
the show.
You keep talking about all this legalization of opioids. Do you really believe that?
Well,
Ian?
He didn't specifically say that, but he did say that it's a very pro law enforcement town, and that he has the police chief on his show in the mornings on a regular basis. And because we're so critical of the police, maybe, you know, he heard us discussing police accountability or whatever, and because we were so critical of the police, he didn't feel comfortable putting our show on because he wouldn't want to have to answer to what the police chief might ask him about why you're running a show that's critical of the police.
You know, I call bull on that. He might have to have a weak conversation with the police chief, but I'm more often than not, it's all about the advertisers.
You should tell him, you don't have to answer the police chief. We have open phone lines from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Send him in.
Tell him to call.
We'll answer his question.
But you know that doesn't work, right?
Yeah, of course not.
This thug is going to use his influence, and it's not like it ever even happened. This is just what the guy speculated might happen. So because he was afraid that he would have a difficult time with his regular guest on his show, who he's cultivated a relationship with, he didn't want to put Free Talk Live on the air, even though he knew we did a good show.
Yeah.
Even though he personally enjoyed it. He didn't want to go there and have to deal with whatever could occur.
He didn't want to rock the boat.
Exactly. So that same thing is happening.
Peer pressure from the mafia.
That's the same thing that you're seeing here with
the blue mafia.
ABC News. So let's play a little bit more here from Project Veritas.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air.
That's tape leaked to us by our latest network insider. This brave insider works at ABC News.
Mm.
ABC News anchorwoman Amy Robach is talking to her producer on a hot mic. She says she had the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago, and her bosses at ABC News spiked it.
And then,
for everybody who didn't already hear her say that in the first 2 minutes of this video, we'll continue here. I'll see if I can figure out where this gets different content. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to comment on the pathetic state of news media here in the United States, you're welcome to join us, and you can bring up anything that you want. Boy, you bet ABC's trying to figure out who this leaker is.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5335. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
History Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Edge Wallet. It is the best cryptocurrency wallet, I think. That's the one I use more than any other. There's some other good ones out there, but the Edge wallet's really a great wallet, especially if you're brand new. But even if you're experienced, I'm an experienced crypto user, and I love Edge because it makes it super easy to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, or Bitcoin Cash, or Dash, or Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. Go to Secure Your Freedom by visiting edge.app to learn more about the wallet. It's a veteran team that's been building since 2014. And or just go straight to your Google or Apple Play Stores or App Store and download Edge Wallet for iOS or Android devices. It's edge.app is their website. And again, it's the Edge Wallet. As we continue here, we got more on ABC News leaked out. Somebody on the inside at ABC leaked a video of an ABC News anchor, Amy Robach, claiming on camera. Now, it wasn't on the air, but this was apparently being recorded in the Good Morning America studios, where she's claiming she had a major story about Jeffrey Epstein. She had interviews with the alleged victim in the case. And
well, she had the story.
Yeah, all kinds of dirt, and she had it, but she had it years ago before it broke this year.
Right.
And
meanwhile, how many victims is the her editor at ABC responsible for?
You mean continuing? Mm-hmm. And well, you know, whether they're victims or not is another question. But regardless, she's now well, this has been exposed, and we'll get more to say here. Veritas has more that we can play from this news piece, so that's on the way. But let's go first to Mikey. He is on our line on the Discord server. Mikey, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I called in a while ago, a few days ago. We were talking about the Keene High School Officer English tackling a teen.
Yeah, well, we didn't talk. I don't think we talked about that on the air, if I recall. You called off. I think you called off the air to talk about that.
I might have done that.
Or if you called in, I wasn't on the show in that particular case. I'm not on every show. So I'm sure that Johnson and Conan were most definitely not on that.
I didn't even know about it until just now. And I'm usually pretty, I usually follow these things pretty closely.
Right.
But, so I'm reading about it right now as we speak. Maybe you know some more about it?
I mean, I'm going to presume you guys know more about it than me.
You go to the high school. You're the person who showed me the video.
Yeah. So basically, after I read the union leader's article report on it, I guess English said that he didn't even know that the guy there was a student,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he thought he was just, like, hanging out at our high school.
Okay.
So, you know,
that's a great resource officer. He's doing his job real well.
So, wait, hold on. He wasn't sure at the time. Does he know now whether he was a student?
I mean, I'm presuming so.
Okay.
I mean, you think.
Huh. Yeah. So, okay, can you tell the story here? What exactly transpired?
Okay, so what the guy that got tackled said was that he was just in the bathroom with a few friends. English came in and basically accused him of juuling or vaping and then tried to flush the vape down the toilet. And
that is not a nice thing to do for your pipes, by the way, to flush electronic metal devices down your toilet. Not very smart on the officers. I mean, why wouldn't he confiscate it?
No.
The student tried to flush it.
But the thing was, the student said that there were no devices were found, and obviously you cannot flush something like that down the toilet. And what made it even better was that he was trying to say that he was trying to flush it down a urinal.
Okay, so wait, are you saying that the English was lying, claiming that he was trying to flush the vape?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so he confronts this young man who, I saw the video, the young guy did look like somebody I've seen in the college neighborhood on a number of occasions, so there is a possibility that this actually wasn't a high school student, although... You know, I don't know what kind of security Keene High School has as far as... Why would you go to the high school, hang out in the bathroom, and vape? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I know if you try to get in through the front door, you have to be paged in. But I'm sure there are side doors and whatnot that you can just kind of sneak in there real quick.
Hmm.
Well, maybe this character was, you know, hanging out with a girlfriend, or maybe he was... I don't know, selling vapes, maybe. But they didn't find any vapes on this guy. So what's up?
Now wait a minute. They're not going to buzz you in the morning, right? Like that's during the school day, when all the kids are arriving from the buses. Those doors are wide open, right? So dude could walk in at like 8 a.m. or whatever time school starts, hang out in the bathroom all day, and sell Juul pods to people.
I guess he could, but the kid did come out and he said, you know. I didn't do anything. I just tried to walk away because he wasn't listening. And then I walked away and I got blindsided. And it was 15, so I'm presuming he was either a freshman or a sophomore at the high school.
Okay, so he was a student, likely, at the school.
Yeah.
How is the vaping scene at the school right now? Do the kids do it, or they sneak them in there, or they just wait till after school?
No, it's everywhere.
And how are the teachers and the resource officer and the bureaucrats there, how are they cracking down on you guys? Are they sneaking into the bathroom during breaks and stuff that monitor you guys?
So I've had a few friends just get pulled out of class and be searched, right? But not particularly. Like they're not really on top of us about it, at least that I saw. Also, I'm a freshman and I don't, you know, vape or do anything in the bathrooms.
Okay, so here's one I wanted to clarify, because when you had initially told me about this last week, my first thought was this is a story I should break the news on this. But what you had also told me at that time was the allegation was that the student had allegedly hit the cop in the face prior to the cop going out and tackling him. The video is taken from outside of the bathroom. So what happens in the video is the kid goes out of the bathroom, cop comes out after him and tackles him. So you don't actually get to see anything that transpired in the bathroom. So is it still your belief that the young man hit the cop prior to being tackled?
No, I don't think the cop got hit. I spoke to English the next day, And no, actually that day. I spoke English that day after the incident, and it did not appear that he got hit at all.
Interesting.
In his face or anything. And my presumption is if you hit a cop, you know, you're probably not just going to be able to walk around the next day, right?
Well, I mean, it depends on how many people are around. Yeah. Depends on how many people are going to witness that. So, so the cop arrested the dude. Did he get charged? I mean, do you know what the latest is in the story?
So, from what I was told, is he was suspended from mm-hmm. school and sent home that day, but not charged with anything.
Hmm. Interesting.
He did have cuts and whatnot, like, well, semi-cuts, like on his wrist and where the handcuffs were going in, and bruises on his knees and whatnot.
By the way, this is the same officer who was cleared in a fatal shooting back in Keene back in 2011 when he shot and killed a man. So this
they made him the resource officer?
They sure did.
That's just great to know.
Yeah, back in 2011, Keene Sentinel report that the New Hampshire Attorney General's office released its report clearing Keene Police Officer Joshua English for his use of deadly force when he shot and killed Charles Tecote in 2010.
Was this the burglars who came in through the top and they were driving away?
No, this was the one where a dude had a girl at a knife at knife point inside a home, allegedly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, great. Great. I mean,
I feel very
it's also
safe
the
now.
Same cop who showed up outside of a bar way back in like 2009 or 2010 when a bunch of us were, a lot of the Free Staters were going to do karaoke at a bar that has since closed. But the bar had a particular regular who is a hater of libertarians, and he hit nobody who was then known as Rich Paul. He actually struck him in the bar. And nobody had made like cracked a joke or something like that because the dude had come out of the bathroom with another guy, and so nobody cracked a joke, and the guy didn't take it too kindly, and he slugged nobody, I think, in the face or something like that. You know, the bar denizens kind of broke up the fight at that point. Police were called, and when English responded, he was one of the officers who responded. He walks up carrying an M14. To a bar fight.
Yeah, well.
A little bit of an overreaction to a bar. This wasn't a massive brawl in a bar with, like, multiple people. This was just two people. One person had gotten hit, and that was that, and somebody called the cops. But this guy decided he was going to bring a machine gun or, you know, rifle or whatever to a bar fight. So, perhaps he's got a tendency to overreact. He's also former military. As I understand it, so you can take from that what you will. Well, I'm glad to know, Mikey, thank you for the update tonight, because I'm glad to know that there are no allegations that the cop was actually hit by this guy. Because if he was hit by the guy, I was surprised he even let him leave the bathroom. But thanks for the heads up on that, and thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. We got more with your calls and thoughts on the way. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we got more on the Project Veritas revealing ABC News' corruption.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.